This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current series, the Arabic language, the syllabus we are using, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqin Biha, lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students, walhamdulillah. Ajuz Al-Awwal, volume number 1, we've already completed, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And we are currently in Al-Juz Al-Thani, Juz number 2, volume number 2, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And we last began lesson number 3, walhamdulillah. And that's where we will continue from in this majlis. We will conclude lesson 3 in this majlis, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, ad-darsu thalithu, lesson number 3. What were we introduced to in this lesson? We were introduced to af'alu tafdil, the comparative form and the superlative form. When we are comparing two matters, we say Salman is bigger than Ahmed. We say Ilyas is smarter than Sulaiman. We say Fatima is taller than Sumayya. Excellent. Well, the same with regards to the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Then we also discussed the superlative form. He is the tallest student in the classroom. She is the smartest student in the school. Walhamdulillah. And so that's the superlative form, mashaAllah. We gave examples for the comparative form. Al-banatu atwalu min al-abna'i. Al-banatu, the daughters. Atwalu, taller. The daughters are taller. Min al-abna'i, than the sons. Al-banatu atwalu min al-abna'i. The daughters are taller than the sons. Superlative form, where he is the tallest, or he is the biggest, or he is the smartest. Ibrahimu ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Ibrahimu ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Ibrahim is the best, he is the ahsan talibin fil fasli, mashaAllah. We find in the Noble Quran, for example, the superlative form. Inna ankara al aswati la sawtu al hamir. Inna ankara, the worst, the most munkar. Inna ankara al aswati, the worst of sounds, la sawtu al hamir, is the sound of the donkey. Surah Luqman, verse number 19. We also find in Surah Baqarah, verse number 96, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى الْحَيَاةِ وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ. أَحْرَصَ, they are the most vehement, they are the most desirous of what? They are the most, they have the great hirs. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ, they are the most desirous of people when it comes to the life of this dunya. With regards to the comparative form, some examples from the Quran where we are comparing two matters, and one is better, one is bigger, one is smaller than the other. إِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. إِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. That the sin of both of them, gambling and consumption of alcohol, إِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ, is bigger, مِن نَفْعِهِمَا, then their benefit. نفع, manfa'a, benefit. إِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا, that their harms are worse than their benefit. أَصْغَرُ مِن ذَلِكَ. أَصْغَرُ مِن ذَلِكَ, smaller than that. نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ, they said, نَحْنُ, we, أَحَقُّ, have more right, بِالْمُلْك, to dominion and to rule. اللهم استعان. So those were the comparative form. Then we gave some examples of the superlative form. Another one would be inna awhana al-buyut labaytul ankabut. Awhana al-buyut, that the weakest of homes, awhana al-buyut, the weakest of homes, labaytul ankabut, is the web of the spider. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, which of you is the best in actions? So the comparative form, the superlative form, technically they are like the same in their structure, but obviously the meaning differs. Comparative when we are comparing two matters, superlative when we're talking about he is the best, she is the best, he is the tallest, she is the shortest, etc., etc. Walhamdulillah. Ad-darsu thalithu, we read through the dialogue between brother Ahmed and Ali, mashallah tabarakallah. And then we also went on to tamareen, exercises number 1 and exercise number 2 bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. That's where we will continue from in this majlis. They state there, atalibul jadidul ladhi ja'a amsi ismuhu usamatu. We in reality have done this, but nonetheless, for those who missed out, this is correct. Atalibul jadidul ladhi, the new student who ja'a amsi, came yesterday, ismuhu usamatu, his name is Usama. True. Hamidun fi fasli ahmada. Hamidun fi fasli ahmada. Incorrect. That's false. You put a cross there. Ahmada. Why ahmada? Because Ahmed is a diptote. Number 3. Al-mahja'u thaminu. Al-mahja'u thaminu. Ghurafuhu awsa'u. That the 8th dormitory, dormitory number 8, its rooms are much more spacious. False. Incorrect. Number 4. Al-mahja'u thaminu. Al-mahja'u thaminu. Aba'adu min al-mahja'il khamisi. That dorm number 8, it is further than dormitory number 5. Is that correct? Yes, that is correct. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. We move on. Exercise number 3. Iqra' al-amthila al-atiya li-ism al-tafdeel. Excellent. Go through the following examples of ism al-tafdeel. Hashimun tawilun. Hashim is tall. Hashimun tawilun. Hashim is tall. Wahamidun atwalu minhu. Wahamidun atwalu minhu. And Hamid is taller than him. So we are comparing two individuals, Hashim and Hamid. We say Hashim is tall. Wahamidun atwalu minhu. And Hamid is taller than him. Excellent. Aminatu saghiratun. Amina is small. وَزَيْنَبُ أَصْغَرُ مِنْهَا وَزَيْنَبُ أَصْغَرُ مِنْهَا. And Zainab is smaller than her. أَصْغَرُ مِنْهَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْهَا. Smaller than her. Let's see. Number 1. هَذَا الْكِتَابُ أَسْهَلُ مِنْ ذَاكَ. هَذَا الْكِتَابُ أَسْهَلُ مِنْ ذَاكَ. هَذَا الْكِتَابُ أَسْهَلُ مِنْ ذَاكَ. That this book is easier than that. We are comparing. This book is easier than that. Number 2. هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ أَجْمَلُ مِنْ تِلْكَ. هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ, this car. هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ أَجْمَلُ, is more beautiful. مِنْ تِلْكَ, than that one. This car is more beautiful than that one. Hamzatu akbaru minni sinnan. Hamzatu akbaru. Hamza is bigger. Minni than me. Sinnan in age. In age. Hamza is bigger than me in age. Ha'ulai tullabu. Ha'ulai tullabu. Ahsanu min ulaika. These students are better than those. هَؤُلَاءِ الطُّلَّابُ, these students, plural, هَؤُلَاءِ طُلَّابُ, هَؤُلَاءِ الطُّلَّابُ, these students, أَحْسَنُ, are better, مِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ, than those, comparing two groups. بَيْتِي, my house. أُمِّي, my mother. كِتَابِي, my book. بَيْتِي أَبْعَدُ, my house is further. بَعِيدٌ fa. أَبْعَدُ further. أَبْعَدُ further. أَفْعَلُ. Remember, it's all on the scale of أَفْعَلُ. أَفْعَلُ. بَعِيدٌ أَبْعَدُ. كَبِيرٌ أَكْبَرُ. صَغِيرٌ أَصْغَرُ. Excellent. بَيْتِي أَبْعَدُ. عن المدرسة. My house is further than the school من بيتك. My house is further from the school. My house is further from the مدرسة than your house. بيتي أبعد عن المدرسة من بيتك. My house is further from the مدرسة than your house. هو أصغر منا سنا. He is smaller than us. Not than me, but rather than us in age. Number 7. خطي أحسن من خطك. خطي أحسن من خطك. My handwriting is better than your handwriting. خطي أحسن من خطك. My handwriting is better than your handwriting. Number 8. هذا الشارع أنظف من ذلك. هذا الشارع أنظف من ذلك. هذا الشارع أنظف من ذلك. This street. أنظف نظيف أنظف نظيف أنظف is cleaner than that one. اللبن أحسن من الشاي. اللبن أحسن من الشاي. This means that milk is better than tea. اللبن milk. أحسن is better. من الشاي than tea. هذه الساعة أرخص من تلك. هذه الساعة this watch. أرخص is cheaper من تلك than that one. Excellent. Then in exercise number 4, they give you the words and they want you to make up the sentences with أفعل التفضيل, with the comparative form. والحمد لله. هاشم, then they give you طويل and they tell you عثمان. What's your sentence? هاشم أطول من عثمان. هاشم أطول من عثمان. Why عثمان? عثمان is a diptote. It cannot take a كسرة. It's allergic to the كسرة. It will take the فتحة instead. هاشم أطول من عثمان. Number 2. القاهرة كبير الرياض. Answer. القاهرة أكبر من الرياض. القاهرة أكبر من الرياض. Take note, it doesn't matter whether you are talking about something masculine or feminine, the أفعل التفضيل are the same. For something masculine, you would say أكبر. For something feminine, you will still say أكبر. فاطمة أكبر من سمية. القاهرة أكبر من الرياض. القاهرة أكبر من الرياض. Cairo is bigger than الرياض. Number 3. هذا الفندق, this hotel, نظيف ذاك, clean that one. هذا الفندق أنظف من ذلك. هذا الفندق أنظف من ذاك. أنظف من ذاك. ذاك أو ذلك both mean the same thing. Number 4. اللغة العربية سهل. اللغة الفرنسية. Answer. اللغة العربية أسهل من اللغة الفرنسية. اللغة العربية أسهل من اللغة الفرنسية. من اللغة الفرنسية. من اللغة الفرنسية. Next one. أنا كبير هو. أنا أكبر منه. أنا أكبر منه. أنا أكبر منه. I am bigger than him. هو صغير أنت. هو أصغر من أنت أو منك. منك. هو أصغر منك. هو أصغر منك. He is smaller than you. Number 7. الرجال كثير. النساء. الرجال أكثر من النساء. The men are more than the women. الرجال أكثر من النساء. الرجال أكثر من النساء. Number 8. أنت أحسن مني. You are better than me. أنت أحسن مني. أنت أحسن مني. You are better than me. Number 9. الموز رخيص العنب. What's a موز? الموز the banana. رخيص cheap. العنب the grapes. الموز أرخص من العنب. الموز أرخص من العنب. The banana is cheaper than the grape. Number 10. الشمس بعيد القمر. الشمس أبعد من القمر. الشمس أبعد من القمر. The sun is further than the moon. القمر further than the moon. والحمد لله. Then exercise number 5. اقرأ الأمثلة ثم حول الجمل الآتية على غرارها مستعملا اسم التفضيل. So here now they're giving us in the superlative form. The previous two examples, exercise number 3 and exercise number 4, this was in the comparative form. Comparative form, you were comparing two matters. Whereas number 5, still the same form, but for you to understand the meaning of the sentence, this is in the superlative form. This is, he is the best student in the classroom. She is the smartest student in the university. He is the tallest student in the country, etc. Let's see. Muhammadun talibun hasanun. Muhammadun talibun hasanun. Muhammadun talibun hasanun. Muhammad is a good student. Muhammadun ahsanu talibin. Ahsanu talibin. Best student. Muhammadun ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Muhammad is the best student in the classroom. You won't say here, is the better student in the classroom. No. You are saying and you are comparing him not to one person, but rather to everybody. He is the best student in the classroom. هذا بيت جميل. هذا بيت جميل. This is a beautiful house. هذا أجمل بيت. هذا أجمل بيت. This is the most beautiful house. في الشارع, in the street. هذا أجمل بيت, most beautiful house in the street. آمنة طالبة صغيرة. آمنة is a small student. آمنة طالبة صغيرة. آمنة is a small student. آمنة أصغر طالبة. آمنة أصغر طالبة. آمنة is the smallest student في المدرسة. آمنة أصغر طالبة في المدرسة. آمنة أصغر طالبة في المدرسة. آمنة is the smallest student in the school. Excellent. Then they give us a few examples, or rather few to fill in the answers. They tell us, هذه غرفة صغيرة. هذه غرفة صغيرة. Then they want you to change it and make it something, something, something. في بيتنا. في بيتنا. هذه أصغر غرفة. هذه أصغر غرفة. This is the smallest room في بيتنا. So, don't just say, this is a small room. Don't say, هذه غرفة صغيرة. This is a small room. They want you to change it. Make it, this is the smallest room in our house. هذه أصغر غرفة في بيتنا. هذه أصغر غرفة في بيتنا. Number two. بلال جار حسن. بلال is a good neighbor. بلال جار حسن. جار is a neighbor. بلال جار حسن. بلال أحسن جار. أحسن جار. أحسن جار. Best neighbor. في حينا, in our neighborhood. بلال أحسن جار في حينا. بلال is the best neighbor in our neighborhood. Number 3. ياسر رجل فقير. ياسر is a poor man. ياسر أفقر رجل. أفقر رجل, poorest man. في قريتنا, in our village. ياسر أفقر رجل. ياسر is the poorest man في قريتنا, in our village. Number 4. هذه ساعة رخيصة. This is a cheap watch. This watch is cheap. This watch is cheap. هذه, this, ساعة رخيصة. This watch is cheap. Change it. هذه أرخص ساعة. هذه أرخص ساعة. This is the cheapest watch في السوق, in the marketplace. Number 5. هذا درس سهل. هذا درس سهل. This is an easy lesson. هذا أسهل درس. This is the easiest lesson. هذا أسهل درس في الكتاب in the book. هذا أسهل درس في الكتاب. هذا أسهل درس في الكتاب. Number six. الدكتور زكريا طبيب شهير. الدكتور زكريا طبيب شهير. Make it that Dr. Zakaria is the most famous doctor in our country, in our land. الدكتور زكريا أشهر طبيب. أشهر طبيب. أشهر طبيب. Most famous doctor في بلدنا, in our country. Number seven. الأزهر جامعة قديمة. The Azhar. The Azhar University in Egypt, mashallah. And this Azhar University was established by who? Was established by the Fatimid Empire. The Fatimid Empire was a Shi'i Ismaili Empire, but subhanAllah, later on, this Jami'ah was turned into a 100% Sunni Jami'ah, walhamdulillah. Jami'ah Al-Azhar. So they say, Al-Azhar Jami'atun Qadimatun. The Azhar is an old university. Change it. Al-Azhar أقدم جامعة, أقدم جامعة, oldest university في العالم, في العالم, in the world. Number eight. الأستاذ نعمان مدرس حسن. الأستاذ نعمان, the teacher نعمان, مدرس حسن. الأستاذ نعمان مدرس حسن. That أستاذ نعمان is a good teacher. Make him the best teacher. الأستاذ نعمان أحسن مدرس. أحسن مدرس. أحسن مدرس في المدرسة, in the school. ما شاء الله. Number nine. ذلك درس صعب. ذلك درس صعب. That lesson is difficult. ذلك درس صعب. That lesson is difficult. ذلك أصعب درس. That is the most difficult. ذلك أصعب درس. أصعب درس في الكتاب. That is the most difficult lesson in the book. Number 10. هذا فصل واسع. This is a spacious classroom. هذا أوسع فصل في الكلية. هذا فصل واسع becomes هذا أوسع فصل. أوسع فصل. Most spacious classroom في الكلية, in the faculty, walhamdulillah. So those were examples of the superlative form, masha'Allah. Then they tell us in exercise number 6, اقرأ المثالين ثم اربط بين كل جملتين فيما يلي مستعملا لكن وعلم أن لكن من أخوات إن. They want you to use لكن. What does لكن mean? لكن means but. لكن means but. لكن, لكن means but. And this لكن, it is also a sister of إن, meaning that the word after it will take a فتحة, والحمد لله. Let's see. الطلاب كبير, أراد الطلاب كثير. الطلاب كثير. The students are many. الفصل صغير. The classroom is small. Two sentences. الطلاب كثير. الفصل صغير. The students are many. Full stop. The classroom is small. الطلاب كثير. لكن الفصل صغير. الطلاب كثير. لكن الفصل صغير. The students are many. But the classroom is small. Again, الطلاب كثير لكن الفصل, لكن الفصل صغير. حامد مجتهد. حامد is a hardworking student. Full stop. صديقه كسلان. His friend is lazy. Full stop. Join them up. حامد مجتهد لكن صديقه, لكن, but his friend, لكن صديقه كسلان. حامد مجتهد لكن صديقه كسلان لكن صديقه كسلان لكن صديقه كسلان والحمد لله الله مستعان. In reality, our brother Hamid, he in fact should influence his friend. Otherwise, what will happen is that his friend will influence him. Allah musta'an. And we don't want him to become kaslan. We don't want him to become kaslan. One more time. The example with lakinna. Number one. Muhammadun tawilun. Full stop. Hamidun qasirun. Hamid is short. Join them up with lakinna. محمد طويل لكن حامدا قصير جميل. Number two. آمنة مجتهدة full stop. أختها كسلا. Join them up. آمنة مجتهدة لكن أختها كسلا. آمنة مجتهدة لكن أختها كسلا. آمنة مجتهدة لكن أختها. Why أختها? Because of لكن, which makes it take a فتحة. لكن أختها كسلا is lazy. آمنة is hardworking, but her sister is lazy. هذا الدرس طويل. Full stop. هو سهل. This lesson is long. لكنه سهل. هذا الدرس طويل. هذا الدرس طويل. لكنه, but it is سهل. But it is easy. سيارتي قديمة. My car is old. هي قوية. It is strong. سيارتي قديمة. لكنها قوية. Excellent. Number five. أخي متزوج. My brother is married. أنا عزب. I am single. Join them up. أخي متزوج لكني عزب. But I am single. My brother is married, but I am single. We could also say أخي متزوج لكنني عزب. إبراهيم فقير. عمه غني جدا. His uncle is very rich. Uncle عم, father's brother. So إبراهيم فقير لكن عمه غني جدا. إبراهيم فقير لكن عمه غني جدا. إبراهيم is poor but his uncle is very rich. Number seven. بيتك جميل. Your house is جميل جدا. Is very beautiful. بيتك جميل جدا. Full stop. هو صغير. بيتك جميل جدا. لكنه صغير. بيتك جميل جدا. لكنه صغير. But it is small. So we covered لكن. لكن means but. And it also is a sister of inna, and so the word after it takes a fatha. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 7. Look at the following example. ثم أدخل كأن على الجمل الآتية. Add كأن. And كأن is also a sister of inna. Let's see. Does the same thing. من هذا الفتى? Who is this youngster? كأنه أخوك. It is as if he is your brother. كَأَنَّهُ, it is as if. Comparing something. It is as if he is your brother. مَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى كَأَنَّهُ أَخُوكَ. مَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى كَأَنَّهُ أَخُوكَ. It is as though, it is as if he is your brother. مَنْ هَذِهِ الطِّفْلَةُ. Who is this young girl? Young child. كَأَنَّهَا أُخْتُكَ. كَأَنَّهَا أُخْتُكَ. It is as if she is your sister. كَأَنَّهَا أُخْتُكَ. It is as though, as if she is your sister. Let's see. Number one. هُوَ زَمِيلُكَ. He is your colleague. كَأَنَّهُ زَمِيلُكَ. Number two. هِيَ طَبِيبَةٌ. كأنها طبيبة. It is as if she is your sister. It is as though she is your sister. Number three. هم طلاب. كأنهم طلاب كأنهم طلاب the kind of similarity كأنهم طلاب it is as if they are students number four أنت مريض you are sick كأنك مريض it is as if you are sick it is as though you are sick كأنك مريض كأنك مريض Number five. Number five. هو مدرس جديد. هو مدرس جديد. He is a new teacher. كأنه مدرس جديد. كأنه مدرس جديد. كأنه مدرس جديد. It is as if. It is as though he is a new. He is a new teacher. كأنه مدرس جديد. Number six. أنت أخت مريم. أنت أخت أنتي obviously we're speaking to a female أنتي أخت مريم كأنك أخت مريم كأنك أخت مريم كأنك it is as if you are أخت مريم you are the sister of مريم it is as if you are the sister of مريم so alhamdulillah we've covered four of the sisters of Inna and obviously Inna itself we dealt with Inna Then one sister was La'alla, then the other sister was La'kinna, and then the other sister now is Ka'anna. All of them do the same thing. The word after them takes a Fatha, walhamdulillah. Now we move on bi'ithnillahi ta'ala to the next exercise, and that is exercise number 8. Iqra' ma yali, read the following. These are what numbers, brothers and sisters? These are cardinal numbers. Ahada ashara taliban. أحد عشر طالبا 11 students إثنى عشر طالبا إثنى عشر طالبا 12 students Take note, طالب is masculine And so when it comes to 11 and 12 They match whatever is being counted So أحد عشر masculine And so أحد عشر masculine All everything's masculine Number 12 إثنى عشر طالبا طالب is masculine إثنى عشر will also be masculine The rule with regards to 1, 2, 12, 13, etc. Very different from the other numbers But look at 13 When it comes to 13 Then things change In our previous book, book 1 We learned how to count up to 10 And we learned the rule That whatever you are counting If it is masculine The number before it will be feminine If it is feminine What you are counting Then the number before it will be masculine This is from 3 to 10 And so the same applies from 13 to 20 Let's see 13 ثلاثة عشر طالبا ثلاثة عشر طالبا ثلاثة عشر طالبا 13 students طالب masculine And so, ثلاثة feminine. أربعة عشر طالبا. أربعة عشر طالبا. خمسة عشر طالبا. خمسة عشر طالبا. ستة عشر طالبا. سبعة عشر طالبا. ثمانية عشر طالبا. تسعة عشر طالبا. And then, عشرون طالبا. عشرون طالبا. And take note, whatever you are counting, it will be in the singular form, طالبا. It's طالب, it's not طلاب, طالبا. Singular form, mufrad, and it is mansub in the fatha form. Brothers and sisters, no doubt this lesson number 3, is a bit long. Similar to lesson number 1, was also long. Once we complete lesson number 5, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will do revision of everything that we have covered, walhamdulillah. And also, brothers and sisters, the audios are available on www.muslimcentral.com. You can download them, you can listen to them online, you can download the app, listen to it on your phone. You can repeat the lessons, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Number 9, exercise number 9. اقرأ ما يلي ثم اكتبه مع كتابة الأرقام الواردة فيه بالحروف Read the following But they've given you the numbers in the number form They want you to write it out completely So let's see في الفصل in the classroom So في الفصل تسعة عشر طالبا في الفصل تسعة عشر طالبا في الفصل تسعة عشر طالبا Number two عندي I have 15 what? 15 books عندي خمسة عشر كتابا 15 كتابا باللغة العربية. I have 15 books in the Arabic language. And 12 books. وإثنا عشر كتابا باللغة الفرنسية. Again, عندي 15 كتابا باللغة العربية واثنا عشر كتابا باللغة الفرنسية. Number 3. رأى يوسف. Saw يوسف. يوسف saw. رأى يوسف عليه السلام. رأى يوسف عليه السلام في المنام. يوسف عليه السلام saw in his dream. What did he see? 11 كوكبا. 11 stars. 11 كوكبا. Number 4. عندي 20 ريالا. Simple one. عندي 20 ريالا. عندي 20 ريالا. Number 5. كم فندقا. How many hotels في هذا الشارع, in this street, فيه 13 فندقا. فيه 13 فندقا. There are 13 hotels. Number 6. في هذه المدينة, in this city, 14 مسجدا. 14 مسجدا. 14 مسجدس. ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا الكتاب. Not ثمن هذا الكتاب. 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 جيد. Is it ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا الكتاب. على كل حال جيد. ثمن هذا الكتاب. لا, ثمن هذا. ثمن هذا. ثمن is مضاف. هذا is مضاف إليه. ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا. ثمن هذا I think it is supposed to be ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن is مضاف. هذا is مضاف إليه. And كتاب is بدل. كتاب is بدل. And so it would be كتابي. ثمن هذا الكتابي. جيد. ثمن هذا الكتابي. The answer would be 17 ريالز. 17 ريالا. 17 ريالا. ثمن هذا الكتابي 17 ريالا. 17 ريالا. 17 ريالا. How many reals? 17. 17 reals. Excellent. والحمد لله. The next one. في هذا الكتاب. في هذا الكتاب. جيد. في هذا الكتاب 20 درسا. في هذا الكتاب 20 درسا. في هذا الكتاب 20 درسا. Number 9. في السنة. في السنة. In the year. في السنة 12 شهرا. 12 شهرا. في السنة 12 شهرا. في السنة 12 شهرا. In the year they are 13. In the year they are 12 months. في السنة 12 شهرا. They are 12 months. والحمد لله. So that covers some of the ordinal numbers. Some of the ordinal numbers. بإذن الله تعالى. Some of the ordinal numbers. Now we come to some of the cardinal numbers. Cardinal numbers when we are counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. جيد. Or did I get that mixed up there, brothers and sisters? نعم. So we find the cardinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are your cardinal numbers. And ordinal numbers are your ordinal numbers are first, second, third. In order. Easy way to remember. Ordinal numbers come in order. Whereas cardinal numbers, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And your ordinal numbers are first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Walhamdulillah. So that sorts it out. Ordinal numbers, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Cardinal numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. نعم. جيد. ممتاز. It's much easier to understand in Arabic. Walhamdulillah. Iqra' ma yali. Read the following. Ad-darsu al-awwalu. Lesson number one. Ad-darsu al-thani. Lesson number two. Ad-darsu al-thalithu. Lesson number three. Ad-darsu al-rabi'u. Lesson number four. Ad-darsu al-khamisu. Lesson number five. Ad-darsu al-sadisu. Lesson number six. Ad-darsu al-sabi'u. Lesson number seven. Ad-darsu al-thaminu. Lesson number eight. Ad-darsu التاسعو, lesson number 9. الدرس العاشر, lesson number 10. Take note that these ordinal numbers here, these ordinal numbers, first, second, third, fourth, lesson number 7, lesson number 8, sixth lesson, etc., etc. All of these, they are adjectives. They are adjectives. They are describing the dars. الدرس الأول, first lesson. الدرس الثاني, second lesson. Ad-darsu al-thalithu. It's describing the dars. Third dars. Third lesson. Let's see. Exercise number 11. Fill in the blanks. So they tell us there. Fill in the blanks. Al-yawm. And they give us 8. Al-yawm al-thaminu. The 8th day. Al-yawm al-thaminu. The 8th day. Fis-sanati. Fis-sanati al-rabi'ati. The fourth year. في السنة الرابعة. في السنة الرابعة. الطالب, third student. الطالب الثالث. الطالبة السادس. السادسة. الطالبة السادسة. The sixth student. Sixth female student. الدرس العاشر. Tenth lesson. بيت السابع. Seventh house. البيت السابع. The seventh house. The ninth page, الصفحة التاسعة, الصفحة التاسعة, the ninth page. The fifth room, الغرفة الخامسة, الغرفة الخامسة, the fifth room. Part one, الجزء الأول, الجزء الأول. Part two, الجزء الثاني, الجزء الثاني, الجزء الثاني, والحمد لله. Then exercise number 12, and here the teacher asks the question, and this is with regards to those negative type of questions. Anta min al-Hindi, alaysa kadhalik? You are from India. Is that not so? Is that not the case? Is that not the case? Let's say, yes, you are from India. So you would say, bala, ana min al-Hindi, bala, أنا من الهندي. بلا أنا من الهندي. أنت مريض أليس كذلك؟ You are sick. Is it not so? بلا أنا مريض. Yes, I agree. I am sick. جيد. بلا أنا مريض. Let's say you are not from India and let's say you are not sick. How would you answer? أنت من الهندي أليس كذلك؟ أنت من الهندي أليس كذلك؟ You would say نعم. لست من الهندي. Yes, I am not from India. أنت مريض أليس كذلك؟ نعم لست بمريض. Yes, I am not sick. جيد. يشير المدرس إلى الطالبين ويقول هذان طالبان أيهما أطول وإلى كتابين ويقول هذان كتابان أيهما أجمل. The teacher points to two students and he asks who is taller from both of them. He points to two books and he asks which is better, which is more beautiful from both of them. Obviously your answer would be that this one here is أطول. That one there is أجملُ. Walhamdulillah. The comparative forms. الكلمات الجديدة, new words. مهجعٌ, dormitory. مهاجعُ, dormitories. كوكبٌ, star. كواكبُ, stars. واسعٌ, wide, spacious. فريقٌ, فريقٌ is a group, is a party. فرقاءُ, فرقاءُ, parties. Groups. شقيق, full brother. أشقاء, full brothers. ثمن, price, the price. عالم, not عالم, عالم, the universe. رب العالمين, عالم, the world, the universe. شهير, famous. شهر, month, plural. شهور, and أشهور, أشهور, months. لاعب, player. لاعبون players في المنام in the dream in the sleep الأزهر the Azhar the famous university. We also came across the word kasla. Kasla is the feminine for lazy. Kasla, excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, in the last few minutes before we end off, walhamdulillah, we've completed lesson number 3. And la shak, no doubt that lesson number 3 was long and there were some new concepts to grasp, was maybe a bit intricate and difficult, but we will repeat. We will make tikrar. We will repeat bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And once we complete 5 lessons, we will do a full revision session. Walhamdulillah. With regards to a maxim from the Noble Quran, Allah states, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Surah Baqarah, verse number 120. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ That the Jews will not have rida. They will never be happy with you. وَلَا النَّصَارَى Nor will the Christians be happy with you. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you follow their milla, until you follow their way, their deen, their religion, their way of life. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this maxim is a maxim related to the matter of Aqidah. This was revealed in Surah Al-Baqarah, which was obviously revealed in Medina Al-Munawwara, wherein the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had these different groupings in the society. Whereas in Makkah, there were no Yahud who were living there. In Medina, you did have Yahud, etc. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam really, really, really tried his level best to get the Jews and the Christians on his side. In the early days of Medina, he would also, do certain practices which would be in conformity with the Jewish tradition and the Christian tradition. He would, for example, face towards Jerusalem and hope, in the hope that these people's hearts would soften towards Islam, that they would understand that Islam is nothing but a continuation of the previous messages of the previous Anbiya, the same with Musa and the same with Isa alayhi salam. But these people, they had enmity and strife even between themselves. Between the Jews and the Christians, they had their own strife. So what do you think with regards to embracing or accepting the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Obviously, we are not talking about those who were decent, those who listened, those whose hearts opened up to Islam. We're talking about those who were arrogant, those who were stubborn, those who did not want to accept the truth. And if this was with regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you think about myself and yourself? How is it? And how ajeeb and how contradictory it is that in this day and age that we are living in so many secular democracies, so many liberal secular democracies, the woman who wants to cover her face, not permissible. The woman who wants to cover herself, not allowed. You want to grow a beard, not permissible. In the school, public spaces, you are not allowed to pray. You are not allowed to wear this type of garb in the school, etc. Subhanallah, where's all of the liberal laws and rules and theories, etc. Now, Allah musta'an. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ And how many times you would find a group of Muslims bending over backwards and then they continue to bend and continue to bend and then twist this from the Quran and twist that. Why? Just to ensure that the opposition are happy and pleased with us. We would change this. We would swap that. We would change the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would say, no, this was only during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The context here was such and such. Yes, the text says this, but in reality, it's now 2000 and such and such. And so we need to adapt and we need to adjust. And so we would do all of this here. And so many have done. But in reality, the opposition has still not been pleased with you. So how low are you going to go? Where are you going to stop? When are you going to stop? Allahu musta'an. Rather, it is much better if you hold on to your principles and your values and you stick by them. In fact, that would bring you more respect than the one who's always turning, twisting and changing. Because the opposition knows that you are like the rainbow, mashallah. You have various colors, Allah musta'an. Rather be principled and stick to your principles and that is better for you in the long term especially. It might give you some difficulty in the short term, but in the long term, that is the better option. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khushu in our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our families. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.